bipartisan gun legislation. The president says there's more to be done. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Hundreds gathered on the South Lawn at the White House to celebrate passage of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, increasing support for mental health and tightening firearm regulations. President Biden.
Will we take wise steps to fulfill the responsibility to protect the innocent and while keeping faith with the constitutional rights? Will we match thoughts and prayers with action? I say yes.
The vice president also at this morning's event saying the legislation will make communities safer. Warnings of cyber attacks from China coming from the FBI. Fox's David Spunt.
I was with FBI Director Christopher Wray in London last week. He was holding meetings with high-level British intelligence officials. And Director Wray said every 12 hours, the FBI opens up a counterintelligence investigation relating to China. That is a significant number. There are more than 2,000 active investigations right now relating to China when it comes to the FBI. Specifically, people or entities that have connections to the communist government there. DOJ officials say they are investigating China, economic espionage, academic espionage as well, even though it's not called the China Initiative.
The Justice Department ended the China Initiative because critics were concerned it racially profiled Chinese citizens in academia. Trump White House aide Steve Bannon to testify regarding January 6th, as the Justice Department says it will not end its contempt case.
Federal prosecutors say Steve Bannon's sudden wish to testify for the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is a last-ditch attempt to avoid accountability and not a genuine effort to meet his obligations. Bannon's attorneys indicated over the weekend their client would drop executive privilege claims and agree to meet with congressional investigators.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's Listening. Listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Twitter stock takes a toll as Elon Musk calls off plans to take over the platform. Both sides gearing up for a legal battle.
He faces a $1 billion breakup fee, billions more in fines if he loses, maybe that $44 billion agreed to in the deal. But he's arguing he can terminate it because the social platform not only failed to provide key information, but the company's dramatically understating the number of bots. Though some transaction lawyers argue this will be tough to pull off. Where Musk stands a better chance of winning is by proving the social platform withheld information. While the tech titan chose not to review Twitter's data before agreeing to the deal, that doesn't mean he waived his right to ever see it.
Kelly O'Grady with Fox Business Network. Investing in America's airports.
Secretary Buttigieg, speaking at Gerald R. Ford Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan, says he's focused on providing safer and modern transportation systems. He awarded more than $8 million to the Ford Airport to improve what travelers most desire.
You deserve to be able to sit or eat or charge your phone without overcrowding, and to be able to get through security and baggage without unnecessary stress.
Buttigieg said the improvements nationwide include new gates to serve different size planes, better bathrooms, and in some cases, new larger terminals in smaller towns.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A dust devil gives tourists a scare in Sin City. Fox's Tom Graham.
Sunbathers at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas got a frightening show courtesy of Mother Nature. TikTok user Holly Vagabond captured the chaos as a dust devil picked up poolside lounge chairs and sent debris flying over the weekend. The swirling vortexes tend to be more common in the desert, but less powerful than tornadoes. They also tend not to last as long. Witnesses report paramedics treated a few guests at the scene after they were struck by debris.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.